This is TWiT.
This week we learned that Secret, Whisper, and other secret social media networks have hired a company in the Philippines to screen all of the messages to make sure there's no bullying or harassment going on. Facebook decided to split Facebook and Messenger, and a lot of hue and cry over the privacy issues with Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Foursquare and Swarm also split. This has been an interesting summer for social media. I actually deleted Facebook and Facebook Messenger from my phone this week. Facebook, I don't know if it's happened to everybody, but it happened to me. Starting Wednesday, if you were using the Facebook app on your smartphone, it said, sorry, you can't use Messenger anymore. You have to get a separate app, download Messenger. So I did. And then I found I couldn't turn off notifications for more than a few hours, and little chat heads kept popping up. So I just deleted them.
Can't you go offline, though, on Messenger?
Well, I actually got some help, and this is we're going to make this a little tip from the radio show. You can't, in the Messenger app, you go to turn off notifications. I'm actually going to show it to you because it's so annoying. You go to turn off notifications. Where's the Messenger app? I reinstalled it just so I could demonstrate this. If you go into notifications and you say, I want to turn them off, you go off. It says, okay, we'll mute notifications. Would you like it to be for 1 hour or until 8 a.m.?
Whoa.
That's your choice. Now, every other app I've ever used would say, you could say, I don't.
That's the general everything, right? To mute everything. Can't you just mute each of them individually completely by unchecking them?
No. Here's the checkboxes. No. You can turn off notification previews, vibrate, light, sound. You could choose a ringtone, and you could have a free call vibrate on ring. But you can't disable any granularly any of these. And if you do the off, it says, oh, yeah, great, no problem. We'll turn it off for an hour or until the next tomorrow morning. Which would you prefer? Now, that was enough for me to uninstall it because I don't want chat heads pop. By the way, I started having chat heads pop up on other apps.
Oh, my God.
It had turned my Android phone into that horrific Facebook home phone they sold.
That is incredible. I mean, like, there's so many things that are wrong about that, but I think what offends me the most is to keep it shut off, you would have to get up at 8 in the morning every single day. It's not a morning person.
That alone.
It doesn't seem right. It doesn't
so
seem right.
Somebody very kindly showed me that, at least on this phone, and I think this is true on Android in general, in the settings, you can, if you go into the app settings on an Android phone, you can say, I want all notifications turned off for that app. So I'm hoping that in fact does prohibit this. I guess you can globally prohibit it. But that's not Facebook's intent.
There's a system level thing that allows you to block everything, that all the notifications that come of this app.
So. And it's my fear it will also break. It will probably break it. This is the OnePlus One phone, and it has CyanogenMod, which has this great thing called Privacy Guard. When Privacy Guard is enabled, the app will not be able to access personal data like contacts, messages, or call logs. By turning that on, I'm probably breaking Messenger. But I did turn that on, and I disabled notifications.
The trouble with that is you have to turn that on at 6 in the morning every day. It's a terrible feature. I think that's a reasonable time in wherever Samsung is, but
And people are pointing out, well, there's no point in having Facebook Messenger if you don't have notifications. But the way I like to use Facebook is not have it push stuff at me.
Right.
But when I open it up, I can see what messages people have sent me. And now I have to do that on the desktop. Not a big deal. But I feel like Facebook is, as usual, pushing it as far as it can until people go, hey, wait a minute. There are other issues with the new Facebook Messenger. Facebook says it's not our fault, it's Android's fault. For instance, among the permissions you give it when you install it are the right to make phone calls without your permission.
Oh, God.
They say, well, we don't want to, but the Android makes us ask for that right. It says,
I'm not sure what they're trying to do with that permission, but I think what they said was that they can't change the text for that permission, which makes sense. But they're not actually going to be making phone calls without their permission. But yeah, as you were saying, there's no option for them to clarify this.
We've seen that with text messages.
What they actually want to do.
We've seen that with text messages where if, for instance, WhatsApp, the way WhatsApp validates your WhatsApp account is it sends a text message to your phone number, which it then can read. Mm. So it has to both send the message and read it. And so you have to give it permission to send and receive and read your text messages.
Right, right.
But it's just for that constrained purpose. I don't know what the phone call permission could possibly be.
Make phone calls without your permission. That is so weird.
And then there's the issue of it, and I think others, other programs do this. It tracks you all the time because so it can put your location in.
Yep.
Presumably sending that information back to Facebook. I don't know if I care about that, but that's another. I mean, the phone's tracking you all the time. He's also. Apparently, when there's something called passive listening, Messenger may listen to the first 15 seconds of the audio that's going on while you're writing a status update so that it can say what you're listening to in your status update.
So do like a SoundHound thing and like,
yeah.
Say, oh, you know. Mom's listening to NSYNC.
Someone on Twitter, Guillaume, is telling me that the permission for the phone call thing is so that you are able to click on call
right.
When you're speaking to someone, when you're talking to someone right. to call them.
So that's the free calling feature. So you press call. It's really Skype, I think.
Yeah.
You press call and it makes that call. So it has to be, the app has to have that permission. That makes sense. It also, the app has the permission to take pictures and videos with the camera at any time without your confirmation. I understand people being scared by this stuff.
Yeah.
But Facebook says, no, but we have to say it that way because that's how the text reads in the permission. They say the pictures and videos is so that you can take pictures and videos within the Messenger app. So the app has to be able to do that. Recording audio. So that you can send voice messages, make free voice calls, and send videos directly. So there's reasons for all of this. I don't blame Facebook on that. Actually, really, was the notification thing that drove me up the wall. So
yeah, I guess if they knew, you know, they're testing their application. It seems like my video quality is really bad.
Yeah,
hopefully
we're losing
my sound
a little.
Isn't sorry. They know their product. Hopefully they knew how it was going to work in that respect as well. And they should have, I don't know, it's really hard, but shouldn't they have anticipated that issue and said, we're, you know, to some people, at least to the journalists, we know we have these weird permissions that we need to ask for, but this is why, we have to ask for them. And at least, you know, give weapons to the journalists that would see that thing coming to answer the concerns of the public. It seems at least they should have done that.
The other way to do this is the way iPhone does it, which is on installation, it doesn't ask you anything. But when the issue comes up,
in context.
It says in context.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that might be a better way to do it than mm-hmm. how Android does it.
For sure.
They spoke about it on TNT, and Mike Elgin, our news director, posted the very long list of permissions that Facebook Messenger requires: access to identity, contacts, calendar, location, SMS, phone, photos, media files, the camera, the microphone, Wi-Fi connection information, device ID, and call information. That's pretty much everything.
Yeah, does that leave anything out?
So no wonder there's a market for this. This is the Black Phone, which is now on sale. From Silent Circle. This is a... it's from Switzerland, so it's got to be good.
It's got to be good. Yeah.
Swiss no privacy.
Swiss phone. Yeah. As accurate as a Swiss phone.
It's as good. It's the Swiss watch of phones.
Yes.
Secure by design. First of all, yes, it's Android, but it's a special version of Android called Private OS. It does not allow you, I would guess, it certainly does not give you access to any of the Google services, including the Play Store. I presume it does not allow you to download any application. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a very secure phone.
Right.
It does come with privacy-enabled applications. Smart disabling.
Which is cool, but, you know, you're saying, Leo, no wonder there's a market for that phone. Is there really? I mean, there's going to be people who are going to want to buy it, but can we really say there's a market for a phone like this? Because people are going to be interested in the concept of, okay, I'm going to have a phone that's actually secure and private. Cool. Now, where's my Facebook? Right? Maybe not us.
It doesn't do anything.
How do
things
I get to the
do?
Supermarket? Right. Where's the nearest gas station?
So, it's cool that phone exists, and I think it should, but I don't know if it's going to be very successful.
Well, and this is one of the things, one of the kind of the motifs, the leitmotifs of this summer in social media. Started with the right to be forgotten in Europe, and the European court requiring Google to delete search results for people who requested it because they didn't want the world to remember that they went bankrupt or they had molested children or whatever it is they didn't want people to know about. It strikes me that the internet and smartphones especially are not private, and that if you try to make them private, you break them. Is that the case?
Well, it's an interest. It's kind of a duel between, you know, privacy, anonymity, and the services that people want to access. And, you know, there's an interesting debate going on about secret and so forth, about whether anonymous speech is something that's almost, they don't quite put it this way, but it's almost a question that some people are posing of whether anonymous speech is something that's worth protecting. And I think that that debate has, for all intents and purposes, bubbled up in Pando Daily and some other places as people have been debating that kind of, you know, those kinds of services. And yeah, you know, if you try, I mean, the Black phone is a great case in point. It'll be very interesting to see if it does succeed because, you know, getting that great degree of privacy will inevitably result in a far less functional phone. And it'll be interesting to see how these things play out in the marketplace.